of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant feared the Lord. And the creditor has come to take my two children to be his slaves. So Elisha said to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house? And she said, your servant has nothing in the house except a jar of oil. And he said, go borrow containers elsewhere for yourself. Empty containers from all your neighbors. Do not get too few. And you shall come in and shut the door behind you. And your sons and pour into all these containers. And you shall set aside what is full. So she left him and shut the door behind her. And her sons, they began bringing the containers to her. And she poured the oil. When the containers were full, she said to her son, bring me another container. But he said to her, there are no more containers. Then the oil stopped.
To her husband, behold, now I am aware that this is a holy man of God passing by us repeatedly. Please, let's make a little walled up room and let's set up a bed for him there. And a table, a chair, and a lampstand. Then it shall be when he comes to us that he can turn in there. Now one day he came there and turned into the upper room and rested. Then he said to his servant Gehazi, call this Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said to him, say now to her, behold, you have taken trouble for us with all this care. What can I do for you? Would you like me to speak? Answered, I live among my own people. So he said, what then could be done for her? And Gehazi answered, it is a fact that she has no son, and her husband is old. He then said, call her. When he had called her, doorway. Then he said, if this season next year you are going.
woman conceived and gave birth to a son at that season the next year, as Elisha had told her.
When the child was grown, the day came that he went out to his father, to the reapers. And he said to his father, my head. And his father said to his servant, carry him to his mother.
When he had carried him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her lap until noon, and then he died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God, and shut the door behind him and left.
Then she called to her husband and said, please send me one of the servants and one of the donkeys so that I may. But he said, why are you going to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. So she just said, it will be fine. Then she saddled the donkey and said to her servant, drive the donkey and go on. Do not slow down the pace for me unless I tell you. So she went on and came to the man of God at Mount Carmel.
When the man of God saw her at a distance, he said to Gehazi, his servant, behold that person, there is the Shunammite. Please run now to meet her and say to her, is it going well for you?
Is it going well for your husband? Is it going well for the child? And she answered, it is going well. But she came to the man of God at the hill and took hold of his feet. And Gehazi came up to push her. Did I ask for a son from my Lord? Did I not say, do not give me false hope?
Then he said to Gehazi, get ready
and take my staff in your hand and go.
If you meet anyone, do not greet him.
And if anyone greets you, do not.
Mother of the boy said,
as surely as the Lord lives and you yourself live, I will not leave you. So he got up and followed her. Then Gehazi went on ahead of them and laid the staff on the boy's face. But there was no sound or response. So he returned to meet him and informed him, saying, the boy has not.
Behold, the boy was dead, laid on his bed. So he entered and shut the door behind them both, and he prayed to the Lord. Then he got up on the bed and lay on the child and put his mouth on his mouth.
his eyes on his eyes, his hands on his hands, and he bent down on him, and the flesh of the child became warm. Then he returned and walked in the house back and forth once and went up and bent down on him, and the boy sneezed 7 times. Then the boy opened his eyes and he called Gehazi and said, call this Shunammite. So he called her, and when she came to him, he said, pick up your son. Then she came in and fell at his feet and bowed down to the ground, and she picked up her son and left. When Elisha returned to Gilgal, there was a famine in the land. As the sons of the prophets were sitting in front of him, he said to his servant, put on the large pot and boil stew for the sons of the prophets. Then one went out into the field to gather mallow, and found a wild vine and gathered from it his lap full of wild gourds, and he came and sliced them into the pot of stew, because they did not know what they were. So they poured it out for the men to eat. But as they were eating the stew, they cried out and said, you men of God, there is death in the pot. And they were unable to eat. Then he said, bring flour. And he threw it into the pot. Said, pour it out for the people that they made. Then there was nothing harmful in the pot. Now a man came from Baal Shalisha and brought the man of God bread of the first fruit, 20 loaves of barley, fresh grain in his sack. And Elisha said, give them to the people that they may eat. But his attendant said, how am I to serve this to 100 men? Nevertheless, he said, give them to the people that they may. For this is what the Lord said, they shall eat and have some left over. So he served it to them, and they ate and had some left over in accordance with the